We have had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the Big Ball Buddies, Jim Jam and John. I'm one of your hosts, John, and as always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jim Jam here.
What is up, everyone? We hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. We hope you had some time off from work, you ate some great food, and if you didn't do either of those, we just hope you had a good weekend. You know?
Hell yeah.
Hope you got out and got to watch some horror movies. We went and watched Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. Really good movie. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Blew my mind. I wasn't expecting too much, but...
Yeah, and I thought... Because I hadn't really watched any of the trailers.
Yeah, I didn't see none of the trailer.
And I seen a pilgrim guy in the trailer, so I thought this might be based back in the pilgrim era. I was wrong.
Modern day.
Yeah, it's modern day. And I thought, well, maybe they do a flashback to it. No, they don't. No.
It's a modern day movie.
Modern day movie. And it's really good. I really enjoyed it. If you haven't watched it, you definitely can go check it out. It's definitely worth going to watch. That's good special effects. Story was fun.
It seems like it had practical effects a lot.
Yeah.
So that was always good. Thanks to Eli Roth for making that decision.
There was some CGI, but...
Yeah. But
apparently, at the box office, it did $22 million.
Good, bad?
I don't know. I guess it's pretty good. The claim is that it had a budget of $15
million. That's it?
But we don't know. Yeah, that goes. I don't know what they spent on advertising and stuff, but...
This was Sony, too, wasn't it?
I'm
pretty sure it was, because I remember seeing the Sony logo.
I'm not 100% sure. Not sure why you asked me.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, production. Spyglass Media.
Oh, so same people that's doing Scream.
Yeah, TriStar Pictures. Sony. Through Sony. So, yeah, Sony did it. But, yeah, it's a good movie. Definitely worth checking out. I liked it. Had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Tore some food up.
Yeah.
Still sleepy from it.
Ate some good food. How much else went on Thanksgiving?
We are going to December 21st. We're going to be at
Zany's.
Zany's McFoley comedy show, I guess.
Yeah. And we talked about it. We're going to do a meetup up there. If you want to go buy some tickets and maybe we can sit together and just hang out and talk before the show starts and whatever, you know, I think it'll be fun. It's on Thursday night, so.
Yeah, go to our Facebook group and it's at the top of the thingamajig.
Big Ball Buddies.
On Facebook. Yeah, the link for the tickets are there. If it hadn't sold out, I hadn't looked recently, but yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
Definitely is. And so, speaking of Thanksgiving, NECA is taking pre-orders for the John Carver action figure, the antagonist or the villain? I don't know.
Here, you can take a look at it right here. Right there.
It's a pretty cool figure.
Got a little Thanksgiving turkey right there.
He's got a knife. He's got an axe. Is that a hammer?
Looks like one of
those. Meat.
Tenderizer.
Tenderizer, yeah. It's actually a really cool figure with a turkey head that's chopped off.
Damn, so you get quite a bit of it.
Yeah, it's a NECA figure, so, you know, they do a really good job. It's going to be $35, and you can pre-order that. Thanksgiving, everyone that's watched it seems to have liked it. or the majority of people. It's got a high rating.
My son's friend who wanted to be a critic on it.
Yeah, it's got a high rating on Rotten Tomato.
You ought to hear what my son told his buddy. He told him, he said, your opinion is as valued as most of everybody else on Rotten Tomatoes critics.
Yeah, it's got 82% on Rotten Tomato, 7 out of 10 on IMDb, 78% on Fandango.
What's the...
The audience score is 78, and the
wow,
the tomato meter is 82. So
critics liked it,
yeah,
more than
the audience. I think it's definitely a 4 out of 5 star movie.
This is Jam. What's up, babe?
Made y'all a snack.
Oh Lord, are you bringing it to us, or do we gotta go? Can
I didn't know if y'all were ready.
Oh, we just started, so yeah.
That'd be pretty cool to have. Would you call him a new... Could he be considered a new horror icon, or do we got to wait till the second movie? Because... I'm going to spoiler if we say there's probably going to be a second movie.
I mean, there could be a second movie.
It definitely ended like, you know...
It's like every movie. Y'all know that there's never a one-off. It don't seem like... They always want to open it up to where there's a chance for him to survive. You really don't know.
I think it's cool to have a Thanksgiving movie. I know there already was movies, but this seems more legit to me. Then I know, like I said, there's the Thanksgiving movie.
But Thanksgiving was like...
Kind of like goofy, right?
Yeah, absurd.
This is more of a serious because
it's like a slasher. It's a
slasher.
It's a classic slasher movie.
So it's good to see that. And then, you know, of course, we got Krampus and got Silent Night. You know, all the old school Christmas movies. But Thanksgiving never really had a proper... A lot of people might hate me for saying that, but it's true. Yeah, apparently Mr. Jam has got us something to try.
But here's some news that y'all probably heard about Scream 7 and the firing of Melissa Barrera. So she made some anti-Semitic post that Jewish people control the media. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not going to say that. But so Spyglass fired her. So they're not going to accept any kind of anti-Semitic hate, any kind of just, I don't know, like they had a big statement. Said they have zero tolerance for anti-Semitism and incitement of hate in any form, including false reference to genocide, ethnic cleansing, Holocaust distortion, or anything that flagrantly crosses the line into hate speech. And Melissa Barrera said that she's not going to be quiet on when people need help.
I mean, and she's not going to get that bank either.
Silence is not an option for her. She just doesn't want to see any more deaths. She's not... anti-Semitic or anti-Islamic. She just wants peace in the world. And, you know. But
you can want peace all you want.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get that fucking paper? You had one of the biggest movies in the
world. I think she's fine.
So either way.
Hollywood has a lot of Jewish... people controlling it.
She probably should have read it by her publicist.
Yeah, you probably... it sucks to be silent on things that you believe in, but...
If it's going to affect your career, you probably
should... Yeah, but she don't care. She don't care that it does.
Yeah.
You know? So, she don't want to be silent. She has a voice, and she's going to speak up about it. And that's her opinion. You know? Not everybody's going to agree with your opinion. But here's the thing. Jenna Ortega is not going to be in... Scream 7 either. So your two stars of this movie's not going to be in it. So therefore, why are you even going to move forward? And then the claim now is that...
She's got to hit it.
The claim now is that Nev Campbell and Patrick Dempsey are being courted to do the reboot sequel. So I think... Yeah, and... Jenna Ortega can't be in it because of Wednesday. She has scheduling conflict with Wednesday. I don't know. I don't think you should make a Scream 7
Can
now.
Can you get back here?
I don't think you should make a Scream 7 now. You pretty much, you'll have to reboot the whole series. And
well, if you do it, just wait a little longer until Jenna's done, and you could probably find a...
But the whole thing, Melissa Barrera's, or what was her name?
Something, I don't remember. Tell me about the character name?
Yeah, Melissa Barrera. She was, like, oh, what's his name's daughter, so... You know, Billy Loom... Why do I want to say Loomis?
I think.
Is it? I'm...
You got a Scream shirt on too, buddy.
Yeah, I know. And I am confusing myself right now. I'm not living up to the... Because...
It just says Billy, so I don't know his last name.
There. Okay. Anyways, it don't matter. Yeah. So, I don't know if they should remake it or not. What do y'all think?
But her last name in the movie is Carpenter. Sam Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, Loomis. Loomis.
Okay, that's what I thought. But I started thinking of Loomis. You know what I mean? And it just. Yeah, and I already knew that it was Billy Loomis, but I second guessed myself. But yeah, I don't think they should do it. What do you think? Do you think they should do it? Do what?
Maybe Spyglass should shut the fuck up and make the movie and make some money.
Yeah, I don't know. You've lost two of your stars. Your two lead roles.
She probably, since they fired her for that, she probably wouldn't even come back. So.
And then you didn't even want to put Nev Campbell in the last one because you're being pay her fucking money.
Cheap. So fuck Spyglass in her face.
To me, they're kind of ruining their own franchise. So Mrs. Jam has made us something, and we're going to try it here. Not sure if it's a concoction or a.
It's what you do when you're leftovers.
She made egg rolls.
Look at those in macaroni and cheese.
What?
Which one is the egg roll?
What is what?
The turkey dressing and a little bit of cranberry.
That sounds really good.
Which one? So we can.
The fat one over there. I think that one is the macaroni and cheese.
They're hot.
Fresh out the bowl.
Well, she deep fried
them. We gonna cut them in half. Oh, that's cranberry.
You know, I've never really ate cranberry, so I guess there's a first time for me.
This is what it looks like. Are you filming this? Look at this.
Look what we got.
Thanksgiving leftover egg rolls. This has turkey. Dressing and cranberry sauce that Mrs. Jam's made.
Ooh. Fuck.
You get a real. The dressing comes through a lot. My side had a bunch of dressing. My tongue's burnt. Yeah.
Wow.
They're really good. But there's a mac and cheese one. Oh, shit. Look at that. Look at that. Mac and cheese egg roll. That's crazy. That's so hot. Yeah, we're over here eating mac and cheese egg rolls.
Mm. That's really good.
That is really good. I wish I had a little hot sauce.
Man, we had a package of it too.
Or some of that Thai chili sauce.
Can we go get it?
No. We're good. I think it'd be good with it though.
Shouldn't it want me to make that?
Did you make more than this one?
This is really good.
You need to try it, though.
If you had a mac and cheese egg roll, you need to make a mac and cheese egg roll. Thanksgiving egg rolls are delicious. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, look on that. Oh, yeah. Freaking good.
The cheeseburger, because
yeah.
And then I was like,
yeah. They're really good. That's crazy.
Hell yeah. So, thanks, wifey.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's really good. Thanksgiving egg rolls.
She's been talking about making these, so.
Thanksgiving egg rolls.
Yeah, delicious. Y'all heard her when she peeked her head in here.
I was not expecting that.
Because she's been in there cooking it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
There we go.
No, no. We 15 minutes.
I, Five Nights at Freddy gets a November digital release. Well, we already knew that because it came out on Peacock.
Yeah.
It came out on Peacock in October, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what this is about, but it reaches 4K Blu-ray and DVD in December.
Maybe it's a digital release as far as you can rent it on Vudu.
Oh, you can rent it everywhere?
Yeah. Like, if you don't have Peacock, you don't want to get Peacock.
December 12th on, I guess, anywhere you buy Blu-rays and stuff, you can get it.
Yeah. Be able to go to the Wally World. It's hard. Walmart's like shrinking down their movie sizes. But our Walmart still has. I mean,
it's kind of crazy because they're shrinking down the DVDs and stuff, but yet they got a whole section devoted to vinyl records.
Well, it's not really that big of a section though, and they're all mixed up too. Like that. Like I'd hate to go in there and like through all that. You'd have to pull everything out.
They don't have it in like alphabetical order?
I think people mix that shit up, man.
Probably so.
Like, I've been in there just looking. I don't have a record player. I wouldn't know where to put one. Tucker would probably get on it and spin around.
That might be just, it might just be funny just to get him on there and watch him spin.
Yeah, he's actually fucking the records up while they're playing, scratching them.
When we're balling out of control, Johnny, we're going to buy one and we're going to get a Roomba and let Tucker ride on the Roomba. I bet he would, wouldn't he?
I doubt it.
He wouldn't sit there long enough.
I think he'd be scared of it. Because, you know, most cats don't like vacuum cleaners because they're loud. So.
That is a perfect animal for you. You don't like loud noises either.
No, I hate loud noises.
It's like, dude, off of, what's that movie? Shit. Anchorman. Loud noises!
Yeah, I do not care for it at one bit.
Oh, yeah. Johnny's not good in concerts. He hates them. We went to Skank Bangers in Knoxville when we was at the... Creepy Con?
Yeah. Well, I could go to a concert because it's a bigger place.
Well, it was in like a bar. And it yeah, was really and it's loud.
Just fucking insane how loud. I don't care for things like that.
But yeah. What a name, though. Skank Bangers, right?
I'd rather be able to have a conversation and like hang out than to sit there and not, you know what I mean?
Johnny, I can remember Johnny's face. He was there like, yeah, let's go.
Like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
I was drunk too.
Then we went and ate some Mexican. It was really good.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk too. I spilled beer in there. I set it down on the back of the couch and then it poured out. Yeah.
Back in his drinking days.
Yeah, that's pretty drunk.
That's something you won't see on the newest installment of Paranormal Activity when we shoot it again. Because the last one, he was hammered.
Yeah,
bro. That was down two years ago. We got to finish that up, damn it. Mm-hmm. One day, right?
Yeah, one day.
Let's go finish it up in Nashville and get Mick Foley in the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? That would be something, all right. So, Beetlejuice 2 has wrapped filming. So, speaking of Jenna Ortega, she's in this, right?
Yes.
So, I guess since the SAG strike is over, they can get it. Been in development hell for decades. So, it's from 90. So, damn, how many years is that? 23?
Yeah. No, 33.
My bad. I'm terrible with math. So 33 years after the original come out. Golly, I'm old. So I was definitely around. I was born in 84. So. Do you remember this when it came out?
Beetlejuice.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you go see it in theaters?
No, well, I didn't get to watch any movie hardly in theaters when I was a kid.
What age was you when you first went to theater? Probably when you had a job?
No, I never had a job.
And so
you're... It was probably in sixth, seventh grade, but it's rare. Like, I'd have to go to movies with a friend. Like, it's rare to go to the movies for me. Like, it just wasn't a thing. Plus, my parents would have to drive me. It's 20 minutes, you know, away. And then money wasted on a theater, you know, a movie, just really wasn't their thing. It really wasn't their thing.
The movie watching wasn't for them, right?
No, because, I mean, my grandfather bought VHS tapes. And we essentially had unlimited movies. He had, like, a whole wall, you know.
Your uncle?
My grandfather.
Grandfather, oh. My cousin, Daryl, little Daryl, his name is, goes by Jonathan now, but he had a friend. I was like that. So they had a lot of movies they bootlegged, like, you know. And, dude, they had endless. Like, we go over, like, we're at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And they had one that said Jason something on it. And the woman, the mom of my cousin's friend was like, that's not what you're thinking. Oh, yeah. So we took it home, and it was like Jason the Destroyer. Some, like, old-ass fucking ancient Rome movie with, like, stop-motion skeletons. We ended up watching it. Actually, it was a pretty decent movie. But, yeah, it was not the Jason I was thinking of. But,
Yeah, that's how I got to watch most of my movies was, not most, but...
VHS and...
We could walk to the movie theater or the movie gallery. So we could just rent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of paying $10. Well, yeah. It's probably $5 back in the day. But instead of paying that, we could go rent a few movies.
Back in Johnny and my day, in the early 90s, we was able to go and rent VHS from, you know, all the...
Yeah, late 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s. Hell, even into the 2000s. That's when it kind of started dropping off. But, dude, there was nothing like a Friday, Saturday night going to video stores. You hear this all the time, you know, from all us Gen whatever we are.
Millennials.
You hear us talking about this.
Gen X's.
It was nothing like it, man. You know.
And then like I said, my friend's parents go, we'd stay out of there, they'd rent us fucking Slumber Party Massacre movies and all the ones where they show boobs horror movies. Yeah.
Bunch of some of those kids in there fucking,
oh no, that'd be weird.
Popping tents and shit.
That'd be super weird. I never jerked it off with my friends.
You have a group jerk off that?
No, I never did. I don't know how your friends worked, but my friends weren't really into the group circle jerks. I don't know about yours. I mean, you lived in Nashville. I don't know how they do it in Nashville, but no. Down in Coffee County, there wasn't no circle jerks in my They were at the Nation.
Some people might be listening to this and like, what?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't circle jerk?
In the Nations, they circle jerk, but
no.
In Coffee County, they did not. In Manchester,
you know, there was the ones that was out.
Oh, there's probably.
In the corner now, no one looking. They're back here now.
I imagine there were some people that group of friends that circle jerk. Let us know at 931-325-9755. Tell us your best circle jerk stories. Share them online.
Who's the pivot man?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's no way.
So back on the news of Krampus 2, Michael Dougherty has an idea for a sequel to his Christmas horror movie. We might have talked about this last week, but or I shared, I don't know, but there for the longest, I bitched about PG-13 horror and shit like that, and this is one of them, and I actually watched this, and this is actually creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And the atmosphere of it, though, it just definitely gives the vibes of Christmas and stuff, because cold as fuck. But the fucking snowman, that the hands are down and they look all creepy. Yeah, I'm down for a part two.
So this won't center around a family necessarily, but more like a group of strangers who are trapped somewhere. So I think that'd be good. Like, you don't need to do a single family, you know. You can do a group of people trapped. And...
But I would much rather him go ahead and do a trick or treat too first. Because... But they said, I hear there's talk. We talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Trick or Treat 2.
The thing is, not everything needs a sequel. And if your characters have lived on this long with such high, what's the word I'm looking for? High
praise.
Praise. And
they got tons of merch.
You
don't see that much merch of Krampus.
No.
You see a ton of fucking Sam.
But you do see quite a bit during about Christmas season.
I'm talking Krampus. About like Krampus from this movie. You don't see a bunch of, but you do. Like my daughter has a damn purse of a Sam.
Yeah, well, Sam's huge. So the thing is, though, is you make a trick or treat too, and if it's not that good, you're going to always be, people are going to always compare it to the first one. And the love for the first one is so abundant, it'd be hard to match that energy.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so, I mean, I'd be down for the Krampus 2. A group of people, strangers who are trapped somewhere and get trolled by Krampus.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It's just, he did good with the atmosphere of that. Because it looked like they was real cold. Real fucking cold.
Yeah.
But, yeah. on to some video game stuff. Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game, adding new characters, new map next week.
So this week.
So, yeah. This is last week this come out, but.
On the 28th of November, free of charge, Nancy's house is going to be added to the game.
So, two more days from when we're recording. So, when this comes out, it'll already be out. But
So, Danny and new killer character Nancy are going to be added. The players will have to pay $99 each to get access to them. But the house will be free. The board. I think that's some bullshit, dude. You're coming out with all this shit, and once again, you don't have a full game. You're micro-charging. You pay, which you only pay $35 for this game, but then you have to pay for every additional thing just about. And when this game first started, it only had two maps, two houses. It's kind of fucking lame, man.
Don't we see something about games doing that now?
Yeah.
I think it was something about GTA 6 where something about who, I can't remember what it was, but yeah, all these game developers putting out all these games that's halfway done and shit.
Well, that's stuff like Rockstar, or not Rockstar, but on the Call of Duty stuff and all these games that come out and then they want to, oh, well, we're going to add this microtransaction of just been unreal.
But they charging full price on them games. You're paying $70
for the game. For a game that's not even
completely done.
And then like even like I was playing Call of Duty the 2020 game. I can't think of what it is now.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't play it.
But they still charging like for their add-ons. Still charging like $20-$25 for shit that's like years old.
Yeah.
And the game's not even that relevant. It's just, it was free, so I downloaded it.
What game?
It was
Yeah, it sucks. Like they don't have games like you know back in
Cold War. Cold War.
Like back when you know, like first PlayStation came around, you bought a full game and or you got a game and it was the full game.
Well, because you couldn't update it. You can't send out now they can send out updates through a internet link add to the game without
it sucks they wanna charge you and they already charged you fucking $70 for the game.
It's kinda ridiculous, which I mean I understand it costs a lot of money to make games like $100 million, $200 million, but a lot of these games make that money back.
For no time.
And even like Rockstar on GTA 5, they made over $2 billion on this fucking game. And
still making a killing all of
this. Yeah, because people are buying this shit for online. It's just insane to me. I'm not paying for shit on
either. You know, I know that Bigfoot, you know, videos aren't very strange, but maybe because I've been interacting with them more, they're popping up more on my TikTok.
Yeah.
But I recently, last week, I made a reel. Well, it's not a reel. I guess it would be a reel. But I made a reaction video to one. Wish I had it pulled up here. But it was a big, if you follow us on TikTok, you saw it, or my page, Jim Jam, me reacting to a crime scene, and supposedly there's a Bigfoot throwing trees around and stuff.
Crime scene.
But it had pink tape, and I called it a sign, someone told me that. But this video has 27.3K views on Reels on Facebook, and only like 300 on TikTok. Since I've been posting these or doing that, a lot more has been showing up. So we'll go to the reaction chat part and show you this here. This is a video. Gotta pull it up.
Gotta hit play.
Yep. So you read that police on the way back to their. So you see
back from a crime scene in a Bigfoot shelter or some shit. It's 100% police right there.
I'm thinking that they're trying to make this look like this is like the other part of the video from the video I reacted to. But you'll see it'll skip right here. Then this. See this right here? This is supposed to be Bigfoot, which it was 3 minutes later. Should easily. That could easily be a costume, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Easily be a costume. I don't believe any of these Bigfoot videos.
One I shared was real.
Oh yeah, super real.
Yep.
Could not be fake.
Not at all.
Never.
Golly, that Bigfoot, I'm allergic to it. So here's another one. Right here. You can see it right there. I guess I need to do a full screen for you. Hey, but right back in here is where they're saying it is, or we're not saying, but it moves. All right, oh, there it is. So right up in there, that's it. The Bigfoot dog.
Yeah. Can't hear a thing over there.
What do you mean can't hear a thing?
I mean, that person's just sitting there. Can't hear a thing.
Yeah, there's no Bigfoot back there wandering around.
Yeah, he got big feet, but they're big, quiet feet.
So this is more of the audio, because you don't, they don't actually show nothing, so we can keep the reaction chat apart, but
You got a fucked up siren.
That's Bigfoot talking.
Yeah.
You see Johnny's face? He fucking like, what the fuck ever.
Definitely not any other animals out in the woods.
Johnny had a similar experience on New Year's one year. He sent me a video when he was out by the lake.
Yeah.
All right, this is completely real right here, and I'm going to...
100% real. This cannot be fake. This is unknown footage from the early 2000s covered by park rangers. Shows man being chased in forest. But watch what happens. Scary, real found footage, guys. So scary. He's running in the woods. Definitely not a guy stuff.
This is 03.
Yeah, November 13th.
They're coming from all angles, though, Joey.
This poor person is going to miss Thanksgiving.
Where do they get all three costumes?
I don't know.
See, look at this.
Super real.
It's wow. Not... It's not. It's definitely not creatures from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you missed the end, man. Why'd you stop?
Oh, well, man. Holy shit, I didn't even remember.
Look at him.
They about to hump him.
Oh, owl creatures.
So, but that is definitely not a dude in tights.
Definitely not.
I showed
wearing
that.
A bird mask.
Yeah, I showed that because I just like how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, but, people are really like pushing it hard on TikTok about these sightings and shit. I don't know.
Well, I was going through Reddit and on the UFOs Reddit thread, I guess is that what it is? Kind of new to Reddit, really. I haven't really messed with it that much. But, apparently, this case is dubbed UK's Roswell, blown open by evidence aliens could be responsible. Fuck you.
So, if you didn't know, back in 1983, the Welsh Roswell, something crashed in the woods and left a lot of debris, and it was dubbed Welsh Roswell after the... UFO crash in 47 in New Mexico. And apparently the guy called the cops and the cops called the Ministry of Defense to come out there and they picked up a lot of debris. Well, another guy went out there in the morning and, you know, they'd already picked up the debris. Well, he thought about, well, I bet you they didn't get everything in the woods. So he went in the woods and found more and hid it. And it's come back out that they sent it off. And this debris, and it was aluminum foam. And then there's something else. The word, scroll down just a little bit because I have to. All right. So aluminum foam, which they claim wasn't available at the time, but they claim that it had military grade glue. And then I said extremely exotic. Where is it? Lanthanum is an extremely exotic and a massively expensive metal. Like the claim is that it costs like over $1 billion just to produce a metal, that much metal of that lanthanum of for a spaceship or a craft, an aircraft. Lanthanum.
Google it and see what we can see about it.
Soft, ductile, silvery white metal that tarnishes slowly when exposed to air. So, I don't know. What was lanthanum used for? It's used in making special optical glasses as improves the optical properties and alkalil resistance of the glass. Lanthanum salts are used in catalysts for petroleum refining. So, I don't know. Whether or not, I don't know. Because that was found in Australia. And then in the U.S., they sent a test off for it, and they claim that they don't know what it is or something. This has been going on 40 years, Tom.
Would you be down to go to Roswell?
Yeah, I just don't see the point.
There'd just be nothing really out there?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'd love to go to the New Mexico desert and just, like, go glamping and, glamorous camping.
I was hoping, because, you know.
Just look at the stars and be able to see, you know, sky
pollution.
Yeah, with no light pollution, yeah.
It would be cool, but I was hoping that Las Vegas was kind of not that far, a couple, you know, 3-4 hours. Shit, no, it was like 12 hours.
For what?
From New Mexico to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was hoping we could, like, if we went to Vegas, we could just rent a car and drive to New Mexico, but it's not plausible.
Well, I mean, it is.
If, yeah, I don't
know. It just take a day.
Yeah,
you just have to. Yeah.
Not, I don't know if it'd be all worth that.
No. Well, that would be the whole thing.
We'd probably go to the damn Vegas desert and look at the stars.
That'd be the whole thing, like, if you did a massive, like, 2-week road trip.
You drive through you have a camper and all that shit.
You drive through New Mexico and come up, you know what I'm saying, go down through Texas to New Mexico and come up to.
Could, yeah, fly to down Texas and rent an RV and just drive to Vegas.
Yeah, or you could just fly to New Mexico.
True.
I mean, I don't know.
Get your tickets back home in Vegas and just drive back to Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know. It don't matter. But, yeah, I thought that would be cool. You know, we're planning on trying to do more different states we haven't been to, especially, like we already talked about, we're going to Chicago at some point.
See, I want to go everywhere. Money-wise is the problem.
Okay. Well, if we would have went during that F1 shit, hell, we could have got real cheap rooms.
Oh, I don't know.
Then you wouldn't have been able to get around nowhere because all the roads were closed.
Yeah.
So, it'd probably suck, but, yeah. One day, damn it, we'll make it out west.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year. But, yeah, again, we'll reiterate the Big Ball Buddy meetup at December 21st at Zany's in Nashville. We already got John. He already got his ticket. So if no one else shows up,
it's still going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun regardless.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, you know, some other people will show up, one or two other people. And like I say, it's just going to be guys just chilling.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you want to chill and have a good time, yeah. None of us drink, so.
Still have a good time.
I don't know if John does or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I'm not going to be drinking, of course. Just go chill, have a decent dinner, and watch Mick Foley. Tell his stories, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Especially if you're old school WWE wrestling fan.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a Q&A. That's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, so.
You want to ask a question?
I have to think of something.
What I wonder what his
I wish we could,
favorite food on the road was.
That,
you know what I'm saying?
There's a question to ask.
Yeah, like just like on the road.
Okay, John, I want you to then we'll raise your hand and you was like, hey, we're the Big Bob Buddies on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then be like, we want to know, Mick, what was your favorite food on the road?
Yeah, like where was it that like you really loved going on the road? Like, just you know, they travel 300 days a year. Back in the day, like it's insane. Like,
if Mick allows phones, I'll try to record at least that interaction of us asking a question. But if they don't, then we can't do it.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, we're going to enjoy, you know,
oh, yeah.
Be in the moment, live in the moment.
Hell yeah. And then, was it April? I want to see Tom Segura.
Yeah.
At Bridgestone. Yeah, I hadn't really got to do much stand up. I've been to one at Bonnaroo. I saw, what's the host of Singled Out back in the day? Chris Hardwick?
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick. Also, he did the Talking Dead show after Walking Dead. But I saw him, and then I saw Barry Watts. He's the one that does all he does some music with his stuff. He's funny as shit. But that's the only one I remember.
I went to Zany's once, and the machine gun guy, like, he'd make voices.
The dude from Police
Academy? No, but he would be like, make a machine gun noise, and he'd get the audience out there, and they'd be like, brr. He'd be like, brr, what is that? You know, and make fun of you no matter how you did it.
I thought you were talking about Michael Winslow.
No. But, yeah, I seen Jerry Seinfeld at T-Back.
Okay.
Back in the day, which he was funny. He's actually...
Amy's seen more comedy stuff than me. I think she saw Jim Brewer at Zany's. So,
yeah, it's fun. It'll be fun to get out.
Be cool to do.
Hopefully the weather's okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like,
I think where we're going, we shouldn't have to worry about parking too much, because I think they got decent parks. So, yeah,
the whole thing, though, is too, though, is like, it's wintertime, so rain is very common, and it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks. I don't like riding in the rain and driving in the rain at nighttime.
You'll be all right, Johnny. You're riding with me.
Yeah.
Man.
You've gotten better.
At my older age.
Yeah, he drives a lot slower now.
Yeah, as long as we leave early now.
Yeah.
We'll eat dinner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll eat dinner there. You got to buy two things.
Might as well eat
dinner. So, yeah, I'm going to order some chicken strips. I don't know what else would be good to order there. I'm not going to order.
Is there a menu online?
I don't know, but I'm not going to order anything complicated because I don't expect it to be that.
That's all I got to say. I'm sure.
Chicken strips and fries, baby.
I'm sure Zany's is not known for their menu.
I'm going to be like, give me a. You got to order two things. So, some sort of diet soda and chicken strips and fries.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I...
What if you had some shit fucking Uber to you?
Oh, God.
Just had to bring in some food from somewhere else.
And when you think about, like, pizza or something there, I might order, like, a flatbread pizza or something. But I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
So. But, yeah. If you want to join us...
If you've been to Zany's, let us know what their food's like.
Yeah. But you can leave us a message or a call. Leave a message or text a message to 931-325-9755.
Yeah, leave a voicemail.
Yep. And we'll play it on here and make fun of you.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, Johnny, I guess next time we record, it'll be December.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, end of the year is here. 2023 is gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, 2024, hopefully it's a better year.
Yes.
All right, y'all. I guess that's all we got. We out.
Peace.
Now it's time to say goodbye to the Basement Guys again. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality. You have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Or that is, spooks and spells. Take your shirt off. Y'all come back now. You hear?